Okay, we're now live. We are over here. Hundreds of millions of people listening to him. Shul Zev, give a shir. Mesach the Yoyma and Daf Nun on the Beis. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi. Nun on the Beis. Toshma. Here we go. Toshma. The more sugi over here. What's the more shaila? The shaila is: can you make a tmura on the par koin gadol b'yom Kippurim? Okay, so the question over here is the Murti Gazach. This is the part we done yesterday. We discussed this yesterday. You have the par of the koin gadol. There's a halacha that you cannot use an animal that belongs to partners as the source of a tamura. So kachim, this is a kachim sugya. Can you make a tamura? Can you use an animal that's an animal that belongs to partners skin for tamura? So what does the shal depend upon? The par of the Yom HaKippurim, it's the Kohen Gadol's par. Is that par considered to be in halacha a shutfis? Why would it be called a shutfis? Because who else has a chelik in the par? Who else has a chelik in the par? All of the Kohanim. So this was the dilemma we said yesterday. Mitzad echad, it's a shutfis. Mitzad sheni, it's not a shutfis. What is it? Nishtahi, nishtaher.
So if it's a shutfis, then there's no tamura?
Then it cannot be the source of a tamura. There's an isur d'araisa to take an animal that's kodesh, and then take another animal that's chulin, and say, zu tamura zu. Right? If this animal is kodesh, and I take another animal, and I say, I want this animal to be kodesh, and zu tamura so ye kodesh, like this. Yeah. Two animals, right? This animal is kodesh.
So only if it's
one that's upside down is kodesh, and I make a statement, and I say I want to exchange the kedush from this animal.
Yeah.
I want to remove it, and I want to put it on this animal. What is the halacha? The halacha from the day is over. Both animals are kodesh. The person gets malkois for his attempt. You try to make a tamur, you get malkois, and guess not only did you
only
not
if it's b'shutfis.
No. It's not b'shutfis. Here, look at the my animals.
When does tamura apply?
When it's not b'shutfis. If the source, in two, we have to know the terminology. This is called
when
source,
it's not b'shutfis.
Not b'shutfis.
But if it's b'shutfis,
then there's
both
no tamura. Then nothing happens. Nothing happens. Zero. It doesn't work. You have to know the terminology. This is called the source. This is called the target. This is the original. This is the amulet's kodesh. This is a carbon. This is a carbon. This is chulin. This is chulin. This is the source. This is the target.
Yeah.
Your attempted target. You want to go from the source to the target.
Yeah.
And you say, Harei zu tamura zu. What's the halacha? Toskim Torah. The person who has made the statement, he gets malkois arboim for his statement, his attempt. Not only has he failed that the animal remains kodesh, the source,
but
the target
also
becomes kodesh.
It's
only if this animal is a private carbon.
Yeah.
If this animal is owned by partners, then it doesn't work. Nothing happens. He goes home scot-free.
Wait, if it's not owned?
If this animal is owned by partners,
no, I'm talking about it's not owned.
Then he gets malchus. And
so that means you can't do tomorrow.
No, you're not allowed to. Of course not.
So he gets malchus and both of them come.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
But when does he get malchus and both of them become kodesh? Only if this animal is owned privately.
Yeah.
Let's say this animal's on my partners. Then what happens?
Worthless.
Nothing happens. So what's the dilemma?
It's Yom Kippur.
Gzeres Hakosav. Gzeres Hakosav. Let's say it's Yom Kippurim. So this animal is the par. The par Kohen Gadol.
You can't.
So,
you
and now
this.
Someone, the Kohen Gadol says, Harezu Tumurazu. Why?
B'shutfis.
Because this animal is owned by a shutif. Who's the shutif?
Yeah.
Who's the shutif of this animal?
Family.
All the Kohanim. Is that really correct? Who says? Maybe not. Maybe the power only belongs to the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't belong. Whoever told
you? When you say belong, you mean who pays for it?
Yeah. Who paid for it? Who owns it? Who owns this animal? All the Kohanim or only the Kohen Gadol? That's the Gemara's dilemma. That is our Gemara's dilemma. We're wondering, Araya, can you take this? Is what we discussed yesterday. Can you take the power of the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol can take his power, and can he use his power as a source to make tamura?
Yeah.
What is the dilemma? The dilemma is, this animal, is this an animal that is owned b'shutfis? Or is this animal owned privately? Why would you think it's an animal that's owned b'shutfis? Because the Torah says, who gets kapara when the Kohen Gadol is making the power? Who gets kapara?
The whole family.
All the Kohanim.
Yeah.
All the Kohanim, the Chibad Rabesa, the Bayis of the Kahuna, they get kapara. That means the shutfis.
Yeah.
Or maybe you say no. That's not called a shutfis. It's
1 second. If the whole entire family, the fact remains, not just him, his wife and his brother,
and all the kohanim. All the kohanim.
But that's not right. The shutfis, because it could be he still pays. It's still a private carbon.
Oh, so that's exactly the Gemara's dilemma. How does one look at the power of Kohen Gadol? Do we view the power of Kohen Gadol as a biblical fulfillment of shutfis? That not fulfillment. That's the question.
See, tell us machlekes and metzias. Who pays for the power?
No, there's no machlekes and metzias. The coin pays for the power. The Gemara, I think the Gemara.
But if it's going on, okay, the so whole entire you, family, okay, it's still called the shutfis.
So let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you what it says in the next page. On Daf Nun Aleph on the base, the Gemara is going to say as follows. The Gemara is going to refine the dilemma.
Nee.
The dilemma is, when the Kohen hears, let me ask you, tell me what you think the lumdus is. Yeah. When the Kohen Gadol buys the power, I'm going to give you a choice. What happens in the world of lumdus? The Kohen Gadol takes out of his wallet credit card, swipes it, he buys the power. Is it the pshat that the moment the Kohen Gadol buys the power, the Torah declares that the power is now owned legally by all of the Kohen? Every coin owns a chelik of this power.
Okay.
Oh, but the Kohen Gadol swiped his credit card.
Nay.
The Torah has entered into the picture and was oiker, the power from the Kohen Gadol, just because you pay for it, I don't care. We're automatically going to give ownership in this power to every single coin in the world.
Yeah.
Or is that the pshat? Or is the pshat? No. When the Kohen Gadol buys the power, it's his power. No one owns the power other than the Kohen Gadol. However, when the Kohen Gadol shechs the power and Hashem sends down to the Zelt a shefa of kapara, the shefa of kapara is nispashet in all of the Kohanim.
Yeah.
L'may nafkamina? The nafkamina will be, can you make a tumura? If you're going to learn that when the Kohen Gadol, he buys the power, he swipes his credit card.
Right.
So the Torah has entered into the credit card machine and has made it ki'ilu. Every single coin owns a chelik of the power.
Yeah.
Then that, what would that tell you?
Tumor doesn't help.
That's a shutfis. Yeah. But if you're going to say no, when the Kohen Gadol buys the power, the only one who owns the power is the Kohen Gadol. It's just that the Torah says that when the Kohen Gadol buys the power and the Kohen Gadol gets kapara, there's a shef of kapara that comes down to the veld and it's nispashet on who?
On everybody.
But who owns the power?
The Kohen
Gadol. Only the Kohen Gadol. That's a dilemma.
Okay.
So we have to, now that's the Gemara's masculine. Now we have to go see the lumbus. Toshma. We have in the Gemara here says, Toshma, choymer bezevach, libetimura. This is a beautiful Mishnah. This Mishnah here tells us the differences between a zevach and tumura. Choymer betumura mi zevach.
He's quoting a Mishnah now?
Yes.
It's not a Mishnah.
I made a mistake. Rav Shammai Tosem Yod. It's a Tosefta. Tosefta Tumur Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Beis.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Tosefta. Tosefta says there's a Choymer, there's a stringency. There's an element in a Zevach, an ordinary Zevach, that's more severe, maybe Tumura. That you do not find this concept by a regular Tumura, but Mitzad Sheini, the Choymer, maybe Tumura, maybe Zevach. And now the Mishnah elaborates. What do I mean? Explain what this means in Lomdus. Choymer bezevach is a chumra in zevach. What's the what is the chumra in zevach? Wait, it's not going. Something's wrong over here. 1 second. It's not recharging. How could it not be recharging? I thought we fixed this. You see, you get what you pay for. You buy garbage, you get garbage. You see, I shouldn't have. Now it's gone. Okay. See, you have to know when you buy something, electronics. I learned this lesson many, many times. When it comes to electronics, if you buy garbage, you get garbage. I can't say that about other products, but when it comes to electronics, Michelle said, when you buy electronics, buy the best. Buy the best. Because if you buy cheap stuff, you get cheap stuff. Okay? What happened to Lehman? Lehman will normally tell me when he's not coming. He didn't tell me today he's not coming. Okay, let's go weiter. Vaita, this is the Choymer. So Vaita, so Toshma, what's the right? Toshma, what's the right? Choymer bezevach bezevach, Choymer bezevach bezevach, Choymer bezevach shazevach noig biyachat kibitzibur. What's the nafkamina? A zevach applies to yachat kibitzibur. That's number one. The That's the first thing. Number two, v'doiches haShabbos.
What do you mean zevach is a night?
A zevach. You have a private carbon, you have a public, and you have a public carbon. V'doiches haShabbos. A zevach is a hechetimsa, a carbon tamid, the musafim. There's a collection of carbonates that apply the doiches haShabbos via satumah, and it's doiche tumah tumhut b'tzibur. The oil said tamura, and a zevach can be the source of tamura. Masha ain't can be tamura. A tamura is never doiche Shabbos. A tamura, if you succeed in making tamura, the source will, if you're tamei, you'll never be able to makrav it. And number the first one was only applies to a yachid. There's no such thing as minga tum by a carbon tzibur. Good, pasha. Three things. Next.
Now we're
going the other direction. If you make a tamura on a balmum kavua, it works. In other words, again, here's my source. You gotta know the terminology. The terminology is critical. This is called the source. This is the Kodesh. This is Kodesh, the source. This is the target. Right? This chulin. Let's say this animal is a Baal Mum Kavua. This animal is missing its head. It doesn't have a head.
No.
Is that a Baal Mum Kavua? No head, right?
No.
There's no head. Is it a Baal Mum? It's missing a leg. Okay, I'm not to be serious now. If the animal's missing a leg, is it a Baal Mum Kavua? Can you make on the Mizbeach?
Yeah.
You can't make on the Mizbeach. So if I go and I make a statement, I want the animal that's a Baal Mum Kavua should be the Tamura of this Zevach.
That
does
works.
It work? Doesn't it work? It does work. I'm sorry, it does work. My mistake, it does work. It works. Shat Tamura, Chola, Al Baal Mum Kavua. This animal gets Kedusha. Lamai Nafkamina?
One second. I'm.
Chola,
Chola, Baal Mum Kavua, yeah.
It's al baal mum kavua, which means what? The ene yoytzel lechulin, which basically means that now that it gets, it's a completely continuation of the statement. The male, once it gets kedusha l'may nafkamina, you have to redeem it. And when you redeem it, after you redeem it, are you allowed to work with it? Are you allowed to share its wool? Are you allowed?
You mean the original carbon that's a baal mum is not chulin.
An animal that is
a baal mum, you could
redeem it. Right. Let's take a step back. If you have an animal that has a carbon, a gvalgo carbon, a shlomim, and it gets a blemish, are you allowed to be back from the mizbeach?
Yeah.
No. So what do you do with it? You sell it. When you sell it, what happens? The kedusha departs. Does it depart completely, or are there limitations? It does not depart completely. When you have an animal that once upon a time had Kedusha as a carbon and was meant to go on the Mizbeach, and now it gets a blemish and it's no longer eligible to go on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to share its wool. You're not allowed to sell in the market. The Murdig Musavar, when it comes to a Ben Torah, let's say you have a boy who goes to yeshiva, and he learns in yeshiva, and the end is he's not roy to be a Rosh Yeshiva. In yeshiva, they hack away to be a Godel b'Yisrael. A Godel b'Yisrael. And what happens? He goes to the whole, and then after he gets married, he sees he's not cut out to be a Godel b'Yisrael. So what does he do? He goes to work. He's not the same person. He's like an animal that was miyuchit gone to Mizbeach, got a blemish, and when you sell it, what happens to the animal? Are you allowed to work with it?
No.
Are you allowed to share its wool? Are you allowed to ever know? There's a residue. There's residual.
You have to wait until it dies?
No. You can eat it. You can shecht it. You can shecht it, but you're not allowed to be mevazit.
You got it.
There's a residual kedusha that never goes away. If something is miyuchet, go on the mizbeach.
I understand.
Miyuchet, go on the mizbeach. And now, it doesn't make it. So, and it has a blemish. So what do you do with it? You redeem it. Just because you redeem it, are you allowed to be noig with the animal bezoyin?
No.
So here's the shaila. I have here an animal for you that's a baal mum. A baal mum kavua.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do? I say harei zu tmurazu. I go and I make a tmura.
Yeah.
Right? I want this to be eaten. So what happens to this animal? What happens to this animal over here?
it becomes it still has a bit of a kedusha.
Well, but first of that, that's the question. Maybe not. Maybe you should say that since it's a Balmum Kavua, my attempt to make a tamura does not work.
No.
That's the question. So the Gemara here, let's see the Gemara quickly. The Gemara here says, Choymer, there's a chumra b'tamura m'bezer shah tamura. When it comes to tamura, cholom al Balmum Kavua. The Eina or Mameila, then he has a little legosis to show its wool, will avoid Masha
and
Bezevach. But a regular Zevach cannot, that's a Baal Mum Kavua, an animal, and you want to give it the initial Kedusha, it's not going to work. It's impossible.
You ain't given the initial Kedusha.
If I have an animal of Chulin.
Oh, then you sell it.
No, not sell it. I want to make it Kodesh.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an animal that's a Baal Mum Kavua, and I'd say, Harei Zu, I want this animal to be my Kavua. I'm sorry. I mean, it's bizarre to give you this. I don't have Mamash don't have anything on me. I'm not joking. I don't, my Mamash don't have anything on me. I'm sorry. I left my wallet home today. I forgot to take my wallet with me.
You usually have your wallet?
Yeah, almost always. The truth is, I have $50 in my pocket. The truth is, look. The truth is, I have $50. I have $50. Someone owed me money. I have money, but I'm not going to give me $50. I'm not going to go to someone to change, because whatever.
I understand.
And to give him this is an insult. I have my pocket, I have 21 cents. It's a bazillion. It's like a litzonis, right? It'll be a bit litzonis to come 21 cents. Isn't that a nice thing? Yiv Hashem, 21 cents. Mincha.
Yeah.
So weiter over here, the more over here, so the choymer, you follow me over here? If you have an animal, Rabbi Shaul says, if you have an animal and the animal is a Baal Mum Kavua, and you want to be magnish initially.
You can't do that.
Oh, so what happens to the animal? Nothing, it's zero.
Right.
Zero. So over here, look at this tremendous chumrah. If I attempt to bring Kedusha upon an animal via Tamura, it works. But if I attempt to bring Kedusha, to bring kedusha upon an animal via tamura, that's a Baal Mum, it works. But if I attempt to bring kedusha upon an animal of chulin initially to make into a zevach, it does not work. Now, the Gemara wants to understand how it's zevach. Let's clarify this halacha in much more detail. When it says that, what exactly is this? Ilim diyachid, ilim diyachid, a zevach of a yachid, a private person, marzkashim, midachid Shabbos, bituma. We mentioned, now we're going back to the beginning of the Brayso. In the beginning of the Brayso, we said that there's a choymer that applies to a zevach. Okay, there's a chaymer, it's the Rebbe. The Rebbe is da. The Rebbe, mitzvah talmidim. So the Mori has
only a tzibur is doicha Shabbos and tuma.
That a zevach is doicha Shabbos. What are you talking about? Since when is a zevach doicha Shabbos and tuma? Frek the Gemara. Hi zevach, heichi dami. What's the case? Ilema di yochid.
One second. I lost the place. Ilema.
Hi zevach heichi dami. Ilema di yochid. It says zevach of a yachid is deicha Shabbos v'tumah.
Where does it say that?
The Gemara. That was the first part, the choymer, when we first started the brisa.
Wow.
When we started the brisa, we said there's a chumrah. That was the very beginning when we started today. Now the Gemara is going back.
It says yachid is kibitzibah v'deicha Shabbos v'tumah.
Yachid has a chumrah. What's the chum of a yachid over a tumah? The yachid is deicha Shabbos.
Has the same status as a tzibah. Deicha Shabbos is a tumah.
Frankly, what are you talking about? Hi Zvachidam Ilim, Hi Zevachidam Ilim the Yachid. What? Really? Midachi Shabbos? Really? Are you telling me that it's in the Midachi Shabbos? Midachi Shabbos? The Tumah? Impossible. Impossible.
Ella
the Tzibur. So what does it mean then? It means when you say that the zevach is doich a Shabbos, doich a tumah, we're not discussing a zevach of a yachid, because there's no such thing of a zevach of a yachid as doich a Shabbos for tumah.
Yeah.
So what then is, what does it mean then? Ella the Tzibur. For the Gemara, but it says over there by a zevach, it says there that mi oise tumura. But then it's not possible, because it says, it's when the brayser began, the brayser chaymer bezevach mitumur, chaymer bitumur bezevach, chaymer bezevach shazevach nayi biyach v'tzibur, v'doich haShabbos v'yasatoma v'oise tumura, and a zevach can make a tumura. Mashing, I think I skipped. See, you didn't catch me. Ordinarily, you catch all my mistakes. So you didn't catch me over here.
A bit confused.
I made a tohus gomor, and you didn't catch
me. He said that.
We have to chaz of the Gemara again.
And he said, no, it's talking about a tzibur. But it says yachid.
We have to start all over again because you did not catch me.
Now
I missed two lines.
Because it makes me very, it's very warm here. The air conditioner is not working full blast.
Let's start again. Toshma, very quickly. We know all these, very quickly. We know all these sayers. Toshma, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Very, here we go. We have a brayse. We're quoting a tosefta. We have a dilemma. Remember, keep your eye on the ball. The goal over here is to determine the maskan, the par, koin gadol. The par koin gadol, can it be the source of a tamura? Yes or no? That's our question.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's the prize. The prize is to determine, can the par of the koin gadol be the source of a tamura?
Yeah.
If the koin gadol says that I want this animal of chulin to be a tamura of my par, what happens? Does the koin gadol get malchus?
Right.
Is this going to have kedush or not?
Right.
So, here we go. We bring a very long, complex raya. To bring the raya, we have to quote a brisa. Brisa that's said in the Tosefta.
Yeah.
And then after we quote the brisa in its entirety, we're going to be able to analyze it. And through our analysis, we're going to be able to prove the answer to this question. Now, the brisa begins. The brisa is the general brisa, discussing general principles, telling us the difference between a tumura and a zevach. There's a zevach, an animal that you makir on the mizbeach, and there's something called a tamura. Let's look at them and compare them one to the other and discover each one's strengths and weaknesses. So let's see. Toshma. Here we go. We're starting again. Choymer bezevach mibitamura. A zevach has certain unique qualities of strength that are not found by a tamura, and vice versa. The choymer, there are certain qualities of strength mibitamura mibizevach. Okay, that's the basic hakdama, the introduction. Now we're going to analyze, we're going to read this again in detail. Here we go. Choymer bezevach, number one, shazevach noeg biyachid kibitzibur. A zevach applies by a yachid kibitzibur. That's number one. A zevach applies
biyachid.
Which means that as a regular zevach can exist by a yachid and by a tzibur.
In regards
to giving it sanctity. No, just in general. In other words, can you give it sanctity?
Yeah.
If I have an animal of chulin, and I want this animal to be a carbon yachid. Could it be a carbon yachid?
Yeah.
Yes. If I want this animal to be a carbon tzibur, can it be a carbon tzibur? Yes. Now, if I want this animal to be a tamura, and my source animal is a yachid, does it work?
No,
if I want this animal to be a tamura,
right.
And my source is a yachid, right, does it work?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
If my source is a tzibur, does this work? No.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
If the source... Right. Gzeris hakasa. So here we have a chumr of a yachid that does not apply to a tzibur. When it comes to a zevach, I want to be makdish. When we say the word zevach, what we really mean is if I want to give an animal its initial kedusha.
Yeah.
I have an animal of chulin.
Yeah.
And I want to make this animal kodesh for the very first time. I can make it for a carbon yachid if I want.
Yeah.
And I can make it for a carbon tzibur.
Yeah.
Tamura, if I want to give this kedusha, not by itself, I'm not giving it kedusha. I'm making it kodesh via tamura. Can I make this kodesh via tamura if my source is a tzibur?
No.
Only if my source is a yachid.
Right.
That's what it says. Okay? So we have a strength. Number one, a zevach, meaning giving an animal kedusha for the very first time, is stronger than giving an animal kedusha via tumura. Because if I give an animal kedusha for the very first time, I can make it into kodesh, whether it's a carbon yachid, whether it's a carbon sibur. No. But if I try to give it kedusha through the principle called tumura, it's only going to work by a yachid, not by a tzibur. That's the first halacha. Yeah. Number one. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
You're saying another thing. That's
another chumrah. A zevach. Here's my animal. I gave it kedusha for the very first time.
Yeah.
Is this animal doicha Shabbos? So the Gemara says, yeah. Why not? Why? Really? That's all pashut. But the Gemara says, yeah, it's doicha Shabbos. And the Esatumah. Let's say everyone in the Klal Yisrael is Tameh. Can I bring the carbon? Yes.
Yeah.
What happens if this animal only got its Kedusha because it's a Tumura?
Right.
Then is it Deicha Shabbos? If I gave this animal Kedusha because I said Zu Tumura Zu,
right.
Is it? No, it's not Deicha. If everyone is Tameh, can I bring the animal with Tumah? No. So weakness number two. Now here's the next part that we really need, very critical. The next part is critical. The next halacha is the oise tumura. If I have an animal and I give it kedusha for the very first time, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the very first time, and then I say I want this to be the source for a tumura, can I make it be the source? Why not? If this gets kedusha for there, it's an aveira to do, but it doesn't work. It works.
Well, I want this to.
If I go. I have an animal as schulen, and I make it kodesh. This is a carbon oil.
Yeah.
And then I take another animal, and I say I want this animal to be the tumur of this animal. Do I get malchus? You sure do. Does they both have kedusha? It sure does.
Yeah.
So a zevach, if I give an animal kedusha for the very first time, it can be the source of tumura. But let's say I have tumura. This animal
can be the source of tumor. You mean from cholin that whatever
for another animal can be the starting point for tumura.
That the kedusha goes transfers over to this.
Not doesn't transfer over. They both have kedusha. Who?
Right. Yeah.
But let's say this animal. How did it get its kedusha? It's a tumura. I said this was originally cholin, and I want this to get its kedusha via tumura.
Right.
Okay, very good. Now step two. I want this animal to be the source to make another tumura. I want this animal to be the tumura of this animal. But this animal itself only got its sanctity through tumura.
Right.
Doesn't work.
I get it.
So it comes out that a zevach, an initial kedusha, has toikif, it can be the source for a tumura. But if you are the target of a tumura, a target cannot be the source for another tumura.
Yeah.
Okay? That's critical. Why is that critical? Now let's go back to Al-Gumar. Now let's go back to his Hechidami. Jump down a couple of lines because we did it already. Hechidami, what's the case? It says over in Al-Gumara that a tumura, a zevach, is doiche Shabbos and is doiche tumah. Masha enkein tumura is not doiche Shabbos, not doiche. What are you talking about? Where do you ever have a Hechidims in the Welt, in the ganze Welt, where a carbon yachid is doiche Shabbos? You ever heard such thing before?
No.
No such thing. So what does it mean then? A zevach. When it says that a zevach is deicha Shabbos, deicha tumah, the word zevach means what? It means a carbon sibur.
Okay.
A zevach. Oh, so once you translate the word zevach to mean a tzibur, you have to be consistent. So when you go now to the end of the Mishnah, end of this, and it says, if there's a chumra by a zevach, that does not apply to a tumura. What's the chumra? Because a zevach can be the source for a tumura, but a tumura cannot be the source for another tumura.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? A zevach can't be the source for a tumura. If the translation of the word zevach is a carbon tzibur,
right. So
it can't be. So what are you talking about?
Right.
You have to be consistent.
Right.
So, can a tzibur make a tumura? Now, because of this kasha, because of this murdika kasha, which is so eisenstark, The Gemara says a tremendous chiddush, which becomes relevant for our dilemma. Elalav, the par. When it says here in this brisa, a carbon yochid, a zevach, you know what zevach we're referring to? When it says, choymer bezevach mi betmura, utmur mi bezevach, you know what zevach refers to? It refers to the par shel Yom HaKippurim.
Okay.
We're not stam talking about stam zevach. A zevach in the veld of a carbon oil of carbon shlamim. Why? Because the brisa begins by telling us that the zevach is doiches Shabbos and doiches tumah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? There's no such zevach of a carbon yochid that's doiches Shabbos and tumah.
Right.
There is one. There is only one hechetims in the ganze veld of a carbon yochid par Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom Kippur is Shabbos. And even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the kohen gadol, it's called. And so what are we calling it here? We're calling it here a carbon yochid. And then what does the next part of the brisa say? That is a choymer by a zevach.
So that's an exception. It can be doich Shabbos and tumah.
That's the only hechatimsa where it's doich Shabbos for tumah. The only hechatimsa. The only, why is that the case? I don't know. Because the gzeres hakosav, obviously. This is the avodah, Yom HaKippurim. Oh, but the kohen gadol is bringing it's a yochid. This is, Gemara is dynamite. The Gemara is teaching us the only hechatins. If someone stops you on Avenue M and says, "Shol Zev, tell me a hechatimsa of a carbon yochid that's doich Shabbos v'tumah. Tell me hechatimsa. What are you going to say to him?
Pai Yom Kippurim.
Unbelievable. Pai Yom Kippurim. And that's what it means zevach. Now go right in the brisa. Number three. What's number three? Another chum of a zevach over a tumura. That a zevach can be the source for a tumura, but a tumura cannot be the source for a tumura.
Yeah.
What does the zevach now mean?
Nee.
What's the zevach? The par Yom HaKippurim.
Right.
And what does it say? That the par Yom HaKippurim can be, the par Yom HaKippurim can be, can make a tumura. Doesn't that answer our question?
What's that? Can make a tumura?
The brisa says three things. There are three milois.
Yeah.
Three milois by a zevach that don't exist by a tumura.
Yeah.
A, B, C. Erish the zach is a zevach. What was number one? A zevach is shaykh by a yochid, shaykh by a tzibur.
Yeah.
Okay, that was number one.
Yeah.
Number two, a zevach is doiche Shabbos and is doiche tumah.
Yeah.
Number three, a zevach can be the makar for a tumura.
Yeah.
But a tumura can be makar for a tumura. Now, when it says in the middle, number two, when it says that a zevach is doicha shabbos for tumura, what is the translation of the word zevach in that context? Par Yom HaKippurim. And now, what does it say, part three?
Can be a tumura.
The par Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol can be the source of a tumura?
Yeah.
Isn't that our Shiloh?
That's the answer.
That's you see a beferish raya in this brisa that it's considered yachid. It can be a tumura. You can make a tumura. It's to analysis. We have a toisefta. Choymer bezevach mi betmura tumura bezevach. And in the process it says zevach has to mean this thing. Ela de tzibar. Miyoyset we ela la de par de mudecha shabbos de tumo. The kibul is zeman. Veoyset tumura de kaman yachid ho. Moiridik, we have an answer. We have an answer. Now the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis gets up in the Beis Medrash. He gets up in the Bima and he gives a clap on the Bima and he says, Rabbi, I want to tell you over here that this analysis is invalid. A kol koire. You have Shol Zev. A kol koire. Amar Rav Sheshis loy. You're making a tohus gomor. A groisa tos. How can you say that when it says in the Brisa that the par that's Doicha Shabbos refers to the Kazevach, refers to the par of Yom HaKippurim? You know what it refers to? Be'eloi Shel Aron. We're not discussing the par Shel Yom HaKippurim. We're discussing the Ayil. This was part of the Musafim. This is a whole big sugya. On the Musaf, you brought a set of Elim. Is the Eloi Shel Aron the same as the Musafim? The Eloi Shel Aron is another carbon yochid. Look at the Hilgat Rashi. Rashi says, which aisle are we discussing? It's towards the bottom. The Eloi, this Rashi doesn't explain very much. The Yom HaKippur, the Eloi Shel Aron, that's the carbon yochid. Why? But Enochinami, the par, cannot be the source for a tumah. don't bring me a raya from this brayis of this Tosefta that the par shel Yom HaKippurim can be the source for a tamura, because the brayis is not discussing it. Cannot be, because the par shel Yom HaKippurim is a carbon, is a shutvis. It's a tzibur, a shutvis. It's a shutvis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but it says in the brayso it's doicha Shabbos.
Yeah.
The zevach is a choymer mitzvah. It's doicha Shabbos. Number two, the zevach has a chumra, and that the zevach can be a tamura. Yeah. We're not discussing the par, because ein achanami, the par cannot be a tamura.
Uh-huh.
What are we discussing? There's another unique carbon
really,
that is brought.
It's really a par is shatzibur.
Well, Gemara is to be more accurate. It's a shutif. Remember the Gemara yesterday, the Maskana, the Gemara didn't want to call it a shutif. We wanted to call it a shutfis, not a tzibur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So therefore, if it's a shutfis, therefore, what, it cannot be the makar for a tamura. Oh, but it says in the Braisa that it's doicha Shabbos, doicha tuma, and it can make a tamura. There's another part. So again, if someone stops you on the street in Avenue M and says to you this question, Rabbi Shol Zev, tell me a hechatimsa. A hechatimsa of a carbon yochid that's doicha Shabbos and doicha tuma. So what are you going to say to him now? I have two answers for you. The par shel Yom HaKippurim.
Yeah.
Number two, the Eloi shel Aaron.
Yeah.
It was an animal that was brought as part of the set of Musafim. And this aisle is a private aisle. It's not part of the Musafim. You never had this before. There's no other day in the year when the Kohen Gadol or any person brings a private carbon that's part of the set of the Musafim. It's unheard of. And this is Doiche Shabbos, Doiche Tuma, and it can be a Tumura. Because it doesn't say anywhere B'chol HaTorah Kula that this aisle that Aaron brings in the afternoon affords any benefit to anyone other than himself. So it's purely a private aisle. If it's a private aisle, it can be the source for a tamura. You hear the words?
Yeah.
You look very tired.
I don't know why it's.
It's a chulsha of the bol olam.
No, yesterday I felt it, but then I jumped back. But because it's not cool enough. That's the reason why. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, granted. You know what makes a person sluggish after eating? I didn't eat carbs. But carbs shoots up the insulin, the sugar, and then when it goes down, you feel sluggish. But I ate only protein. I don't know why I feel tired. It's something about the light or something. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It happens to the best.
Yeah. No, but it's like the second day already. I've never had this before. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Maybe it's because you're in my Dalai Lama's. Koich of Tumah is being mafsik, the chef of Or, of Kedusha, that's being yoreh to the belt.
It could also be, people have said it about my yoso, could be sometimes the voice also triggered.
My voice.
People have told me about my voice also.
Sometimes put you to sleep.
Makes a person, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
My voice has the ability to put people to sleep.
Anyway,
it's
sorry.
It's true. It's definitely true. I once had two guys who came in my morning share. They told me the same. They said to me they never, ever had this before.
You said something about your voice?
Two people told me the same thing.
Really?
They come to share. They get out a good night's sleep. They're fine. They're well. They have coffee. And they come to the share. And within minutes, they're out like a light.
And they told you because of your voice? Yeah.
And they said, it must be, it's my voice.
Yeah.
My voice has the koyach to put them to sleep.
Wow. You mean the morning koyach? Really?
And they quit.
The same people that always fall asleep.
Two people told me they quit my shir. I met them. They quit my shir. And I asked them, why'd you quit?
Serious?
And they said to me, there's something about my voice that puts them to sleep.
And one second, and they these are long time comers?
No, they came. One guy. I don't remember the other guy. But one guy came for about a couple of months. He told me.
By the way,
does
Rabbi Nainevsky still come?
Who?
Nyman? No, Nainevsky. I'm mispronouncing his name.
Maievsky.
He still comes?
Yeah, he comes. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, he comes. He comes sometimes online. He's on the
really?
Computer.
Really? He doesn't come?
He does. He half and half. Half
sometimes
and half.
He just listens through, yeah? And how many people attend live? You said you've been giving it...
Now? Five.
More than five.
Mayor?
Mayor. No one comes every day. No one comes every day. People come, you know, occasionally.
But you still do it on, you still record it? People still, and how many people listen?
Online?
On daily?
Five.
That's the Hungarian guy from the back, he still comes?
Who's the Hungarian guy? What's his name?
Hungarian guy, he sometimes interjects, he asks questions. He usually sits in the back. Nice fella, sometimes here, but trim beard. Has a accent, heavy accent.
Laser Bachi.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Laser, what's his last name?
Hungarian. I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, he still comes? He comes online. Online.
So who's the other people that come on in person?
In person?
I'm just curious.
Is this guy named Silver? You know his name is Silver? He's an older fellow.
He's been coming for a long time?
Yeah.
What about Paul Miller?
He comes live.
In person?
Yeah. Usually, not all the time, usually.
What are you learning now besides for the Gemara? Tanakh, we're up to Tanakh.
Zechariah, Perek Yudalet. The Amdu Ragla Bayom Wal Har Hazesim.
You already finished Yeshua Shaiftim?
No, I never did Yeshua Shaiftim. And Shum, I don't, in the Vim Risham, I never did.
And let me ask you, afterwards?
Very slow now. Very slow.
Yeah, and then afterwards, and then after
Tilim. We're doing Tilim next.
Yeah.
First Malachi. It'll take a while till end
of
the summer.
No, I meant to say after you learn Nach, what's the second half of the what's the
so
second?
I only do now, I only give two shurim now.
I used to give three, yeah.
Right, so I give only
what's
two.
What's the second?
In Yonim, every day I do a different inyan.
Yeah.
Every day a different inyan. Today we did, yesterday we did Tachvatat. Yes, it was Chav Sivan. Yes, it was Tzeis Chav Aleph. And today we did Chala, Hilchas Hafrashas Chala.
This week.
Yeah. Parsha, yeah. Tomorrow, probably Tzitzis.
Not Tchelis?
Not Tchelis. I'm bored of that already. I'm bored of Tchelis.
What?
I'm bored of that. That topic we did already too many times.
Yeah, you did it already, yeah.
Too many times. I'm bored of that. I'm bored. I want to do something. I don't know. I guess I don't know. I really don't know what I mean. B'shas HaTchak, we can do more Chala.
Sefer Chassidim, you just continue learning Sefer Chassidim?
In the meantime, because I noticed on the computer, when Corona kicked in, and it was too disturbing to do three different shiurim.
Crazy, shook up the world. People went crazy after Corona. It affected people's minds.
Not only that, shit.
You still have people on the street who wear masks, and they go, and you see someone uncovering their nose, they go somewhere
else. It's not over yet.
Them shit. It ain't over yet. It's not normal.
It ain't over yet. It's still going on out there.
You think things are going to go back to normal?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think eventually.
I hope.
It'll take a while. It'll take another year.
I hope not. Ay, Chaz v'shalom. And by the way, you know who's to blame?
Fauci.
You have to eliminate that guy. Because he wants to be famous. He still wants to be talked about. He's saying about a third boost. Another boost.
They're gonna give it. That's for sure.
Within a year, not after you have to take it again.
Every year.
And let me ask you: Has it really reduced the rate? Does it really help? Because it doesn't eliminate the COVID. People can still have the COVID. Maybe it's not death threatening.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
You don't think this whole thing...
I don't know the answer.
You believe in these conspiracies with Bill Gates? He wants to minimize the population, reduce the population. So he was involved with China behind the scenes about this COVID-19.
I don't know the answer. Uh-huh. I don't really follow this on a very...
By the way, I just want to tell you one thing. The reason I'm talking, I'm sorry, because like this, we can go back. I'm just... You know, to refresh my... I know there was a rub that, you know, a lot of people were upset that the shuls had to be closed. Well, that's not a gzeira, you know. You know Rabbi Pinchas Frankel? Rabbi Frankel's son? Yeah. He once spoke about the Shabbos. Did you know that...
He exploded.
What?
He exploded.
You heard it?
I heard
he wanted to resign, but somehow... No, not that closing period. Just the sending the letters, the attitude that nobody.
Yeah. What do I know? None of my business. None of my business. Lama ata doig al olam sheinu shalai. It's not my fault. What do I care? It's not my fault.
So one second. Exactly. How long has this COVID been going on already?
Over a year. Year and a half already. A year.
A year and a half.
crazy.
It's been going on.
No, not a year and a half.
It's been going on since Purim.
Purim, correct.
Last year Purim. So right now we're holding Purim Pesach Shavuos. So it's a year and 4 months. 1 year and 4 months.
Crazy.
It's going to go on for. If everything goes okay, it'll go on for. It's not going to go away total for another year. I mean, it's going to be very minimal, but it's going to be an issue in society for another year.
But this thing about wearing masks, I think they're going to loosen up with that and like in public transportation.
I hope so.
Because a lot of people feel very uncomfortable wearing masks.
I don't write the rules. I'm not the ball boss. I don't know what will be, what won't be. I have no idea.
Another thing is, you think. I was told a few months ago he was interviewed by somebody, Hannity, whatever, Trump, and he says he wants to run again for president. You think he has a good chance of being reelected?
Who?
Trump.
I see that.
Trump?
I think he has a good chance.
Chlesnish.
He did so much. He did so much good. I think.
I have no idea. None of my business. None of my business.
And I read somewhere, you know, the conjunction of the two planets. They said that happens usually. Such a thing every 20 years.
I wouldn't take this seriously.
So one astronomer noticed a pattern. Have I ever told you this? Astronomer, I saw this written. Astronomer made a pattern. Every time there was a conjunction during the president's inauguration, during the time when the president... Something happened. Either he died. And he starts enumerating all the presidents.
All right. I really wouldn't take this seriously.
Something's going to happen to Biden.
Biden's no youngster, okay? Biden is already...
He can buy himself a coffin already. is that for free?
Biden is on a steep decline lately, so it's not like...
Is it true that he's having medicated to talk normal?
I don't know.
Because he has severe dementia.
Severe?
That's what I was told, severe dementia.
My
boss told me he saw a clip. My boss saw a clip, he couldn't believe it. A private, someone asked him, and he answered like this. He thought this was like a joke, this was like a bloop, but that's how he couldn't talk clear.
No. I know all these clips, I saw all the clips.
And they're not fake. They're not fake.
So no. No,
okay.
Not our problem.
Ask your favorite, just to end off with a little, can we learn something a little more, like, you know, something like a God that would, you know,
I'm not so.
Could you make a friend, let's, none all of on the base, the Mishnah, let's learn the Mishnah. Hamahalach.
So now, what does he do now? Now the Kohen Gadol now over here, he's going to do the Avodah. So he goes into the Heichel, he goes Mahal, but how many curtains are there being Mahal between the Kodesh Kodesh Kodashim?
Yeah, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, there's two Parechas.
There's two curtains. So he goes until he reaches the Parechas, and Amma. The gap between the two curtains is one amma.
They're so close together, wow.
Of course. One amma, okay?
Yeah.
And he goes between two parochas.
Oh, 1 second. You tell me there's a parochas at the end of the Kodesh?
Look, I'll here, like, make a picture of it. They have a picture over here? They have a picture over here.
No, then just show me here, because by the time you look for the illustration, it'll be already marred.
Look, here's the picture. You see it?
That's really like an illustration, yeah.
Okay. Here is the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Nee.
Do you see there are two lines over here? Those are the two curtains.
Yeah. What's in between?
One amma.
No, but what's in... There's nothing that's empty?
One amma, it's empty.
So you're telling me, when you come into the Heichol...
Yeah.
So this is sort of like where the Kodesh ends, by the Parochas. But really... I got it.
So he goes over here on the left side.
Yeah.
He goes in the middle, and he goes to the left side. In the left side, you see how it's open? He squeezes in between the two curtains.
And you mean if you go from the left, you're able to go between the two parochas?
You see there?
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
And he goes all the way down. He goes over there to the left, and he goes all the way to the right.
Nee.
And then he comes out, and then he stands inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Ah!
And then when he's finished, he goes back to where he came from.
Like a maze a little, yeah.
Right. And when he finished the Avodah, it says the Gemara that he was mispalled in that one amma. He stood there on the way out. He stood there in between that one hour.
What was he that?
So the Gemara tells the whole tefillah. So the people who pray that it should not rain.
Say it at the end, at the conclusion. Yiratzen.
Right.
Yeah, but the Yiratzen, we sing it even though the okay.
He was mispala when he was in between the two curtains. He was mispala that tefillah.
Yeah. It's a long tefillah. Right. Yeah.
He was mispala right then and there in between these two.
Okay. So let's see the Mishnah. Yeah. He argues there's only one
pareiches. Okay, we'll go to the next Mishnah.
No, let's learn a little Gemara.
So there's a pasuk. How can you tell me there are two curtains? Uh-huh. How can you say, but it's Shapi? He's correct. There's only one card.
Rabban
are going to answer you. It's not a kasha. When was only one curtain?
Only in the Mishkan.
Mishkan, Aval, B'mikdash, Sheini, Kevin, Dolihavi, Amav, Traxin. In the Bayis Sheini, there was no Kevin, Dolihavi, Amav, Traxin.
There was no. What's a Traxin?
Amav, Traxin. The word Traxin is a Greek word, which means a division, a wall of division. What is it over here in the Gemara? I don't even know. Amatraxin. Kach nikreis koisel mechitza. Shem hivsik b'mikdash rishon av b'mikdash sheni shayigova mea ama l'asu'a l'fish l'hoye ovya ila amachzen yichol ama b'goiva ama l'hoye sval ovya iyav shedigsiva kolosav mirah shem ala hiskil. So here's the problem. In the Bayis Rishon, what was the height of the ceiling? In the Bayis Rishon, the height of the ceiling was 20 amas.
Yeah.
Okay, the ceiling was much lower. It was 20 amas tall, the height of the ceiling. So
you mean it was 20 amas, yeah.
If it was 20 amas tall, then you can make, then a wall that's one amma thick can be supported being attached to a ceiling that's 20 amas tall.
You tell me the height of the amma?
You have a wall. Here's a wall, right? You have a wall that goes from end to end.
Yeah.
If you make the wall can only be a maximum of one amma wide. Why can the wall? Because it's gzeres hakosef. It's alpi mesora that the thickness of the wall that's mafsik from the kodesh cannot be more than one amma.
Yeah.
So if the wall is going only to a height of 20 ammas, then the wall's going to stand.
Yeah.
Because the wall, when you get to the top, will be anchored in the ceiling. So the wall's going to stay in place.
Right.
In the Bayis Sheni, the wall was 40, the ceiling was 40 amas tall.
As opposed to 100 amas?
No, as opposed to 20.
It was much taller.
It was 40 amas tall.
Okay, yeah.
So now, a wall that's one amma thick cannot be maintained. It cannot stand. It's going to collapse. It's a sakana, public safety. They did not get a permit from the building of Department of Buildings.
Why exactly we said the amma?
The wall cannot be more than one amma thick. This is alpi ruach hakodesh. This is part of the divine blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash. The wall that's marvel between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodesh cannot be more than one amma wide.
Right.
How did the wall remain standing? Well, in the Bayis Rishon, it was not a problem because the ceiling was 20 amas tall.
Right.
So therefore, 20 amas tall, so a wall that's one amma wide, it goes up 20 amas, and there's a ceiling on top, and it's anchored. But in the Bayis Sheni, it was 40 amas tall.
Right.
So a wall that's one amma wide, going up 40 amas in height is not going to make it.
I got it, okay.
It's going to collapse.
Okay.
So therefore, what's the next best thing they can do is put up a curtain. Because a curtain doesn't matter. You can make it as big as you want. You suspend the curtain from the ceiling, it's going to be fine. The curtain, it does not take up one amma. A curtain is thin. So where are you going to put the curtain? You can put the curtain, if this is the amma, are you going to put the curtain on this edge? Or you can put the curtain on this edge.
Yeah.
If you put the curtain on this edge, you're going to be giving the Kodesh HaKadoshim an extra amma in its length.
Yeah.
If you put the curtain on this edge, you're going to be giving the Heichel an extra amma.
Yeah.
So what Kedusha does the thickness of the wall have? Does the thickness of the wall have the Kedusha of the Heichel, or does it have the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Okay.
They did not know. The Chachamim who built the Bayis Sheni did not know the answer. Because they did not know the answer, they had no choice but to make two curtains to cut off
got it.
That one area.
Got it.